Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. It's our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. On the seventh day, God had finished his work of creation, so he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and declared it holy, because it was the day when he rested from all his work of creation. The French Revolution turned everything upside down, including the arrangement of time. They used decimalization in a thoroughgoing way, dividing up each day into 10 hours and each week into 10 days, but it didn't catch on. After only a few years, they returned to the seven-day week, which we find in creation. Rhythm is deeply important in life, and the importance of taking regular rest is crucial. People have often told me that they're much too busy to take rest or to have a day off. But the fact is that the rhythm which God set in creation is of foundational importance. We cannot disobey the fundamental rule of nature that we need time to recharge our batteries and to renew our commitment to God. The Old Testament law gave a great deal of attention to the importance of the Sabbath. It was a holy day, a day set apart for God, and it was not to be trifled with. People who worked on the Sabbath were to be put to death. This all sounds very extreme to our ears, but it emphasizes the crucially important nature of this special day in God's eyes. It's a fundamental rule of creation that if God needed a rest day, then so do we. The last few years have seen Sunday become far less distinctive. When I was a boy, the majority of people whom we passed on the way to our church were going to church. Now the roads are filled with people heading off shopping, for sport, and for a huge variety of leisure activities. But nothing's changed. We still need space to be refreshed and renewed, and an opportunity to refocus our lives on God. Let me ask you a question. How are you going to ensure that Sunday is set apart for God in the rhythm of your life? And now let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of a day of rest. Help us to treasure the day and to use it as a time to refresh our lives and our relationships and to get closer to you. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcasts, which you can access, of course, at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.